Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan, and today we're going to take a look at what's going on with the Chicago Blackhawks, not only specifically in response to what's going on with the Brad Aldridge allegations and the report from the league, but I want to take a look at the bigger picture, the fallout from all of this, and really what I feel is the biggest question behind this entire thing, whether we realize it or not. So the results of the investigation have come back, been made public by the Blackhawks. The fallout has begun. Stan Bowman, Al Mekhizyk out, a $2 million fine for the Blackhawks. Stan Bowman out with Team USA. Now meetings today with Kevin Cheveldayoff, Joel Quenneville, waiting to see what's going to happen with them. This will be interesting, but I think that no matter what comes out of those meetings, what really is a big question to me, the biggest question, and something that I would like to see addressed by not just hockey. This is endemic to sports, professional sports as a whole. Players are assets. Coaches, staff are all assets. Sports is a business, and sports teams are in business to make money. How do you make money? More money, I should say, is by winning. That prioritizes winning within an organization at a personal cost. We are seeing that personal cost writ large here in this case with the Chicago Blackhawks. This is not just a Chicago problem. This is not just an NHL problem. Again, this is something that is endemic to the sporting community. And it not only covers things of a physical nature like this, but of a mental one as well. I give a lot of credit to players who come forward with physical or mental issues that they have gone through to be able to try to shed some light on things, whether it's Robin Leonard talking about everything he's gone through, or as we found out now, it's Chris Beach, who is the Jane Doe in this lawsuit. This takes guts. This takes a lot from a person to come forward and talk about these things. Unfortunately, in the sports landscape, it's not acceptable. It is very hard. There are people who will not understand how hard this is, and I get it, especially if you've not worked in and around a sports culture as I have. You don't really understand. You say, well, you should just be able to speak your mind and speak out. And it's not set up that way, because that's when you can get labeled things like a distraction or a liability. That's when a player or a coach or whoever, personnel, doesn't matter. You have to fall in lockstep with what the team is trying to accomplish, which is winning, so that the business owner can make money, more money. We do not prioritize physical or mental health. And look at the case of injuries. Players are always trying to rush back out onto the ice, trying to get back as soon as they can. Why? They want to play. They love to play. There's this he-man ethos in the sport of hockey. I can remember watching J.P. Dumont in the bowels of the arena in Nashville insisting that a team dentist just pull his tooth. He didn't care about saving the tooth. The dentist wanted to save it, but J.P. Dumont wanted to get back out there. And J.P. Dumont's a tough customer. So are most hockey players. So are most athletes. They will take the shot to numb the pain. They will do whatever it takes to get back out on the field, on the rink, on the court. And that's unfortunate in a lot of ways. Yeah, here's the other thing. As fans expect winning. Fans want a team that is a championship team. You want to be able to crow about your team. You don't want to see an 0-16 team in football. You don't want to watch a sub-500 team in hockey or basketball or baseball. You want to go and see a win. Unfortunately, it all comes at a price. We all feed into the cycle. And it's one that is going to be hard to break. This is not just something that touches one or a few things. It touches so many different places. Until people who are employed by these organizations feel comfortable that even if they do come forward with their problems, number one, that they'll be treated humanely, with compassion, and with respect, we're not going to have a whole lot of people coming forward. It's going to take people to get to some sort of breaking point before they do come forward. And that's unfortunate. In the need for help and recovery, we have decided to prioritize winning instead. Instead of taking care of the individual as a person, they're an asset. And until players, staff, coaches, whoever, members of an organization are treated as anything but chattel, then we are not going to fix this problem. So for me, it is a cultural issue. It is one that is going to take a lot of work to fix. There are a lot of people. And you know what? Fortunately, we live in an era where there's more talk about mental health, more talk about physical health, more talk about abuse, more talk about these things that, you know, it's tough to feel that in some ways, and you see it all the time on social media, people will just resort to bullying tactics or belittling or whatever. We need more acceptance. We need more understanding. We don't need more of the same that we've had. That's really what I'm waiting to see, if sports can grow in that direction. I feel like culturally we're shifting that way. It's going to take a little while. There's more work to do. But I just wonder if sports is going to be able to get there. Maybe this is the catalyst. Maybe this is the case where finally things really do change. Are we in an era of change? Maybe. Maybe. But it takes everybody. It takes a village. Everyone has to buy into this. And there are going to be people who don't. So is education the answer? Maybe. Enlightening, maybe. And understanding that some people just will never get it. And that's a shame. But that's kind of where we're at. And when people step forward and say, I need help for this, whether it's, you know, an addiction or a mental illness or, you know, a physical problem, whatever it is, it requires them to feel comfortable, supported, and able to do so instead of worrying about being ostracized, being out of a job, and no longer being able to do what they love, which may be compete and or work in a professional sport. All right, that's it for this Talking Puck podcast. This discussion is not over by a long, long, long sight. We're going to be talking about this for a while. We're going to see the fallout from it for a while and the reaction for a while. I'm really curious to see how it goes. And you know what? I encourage you, the listener, to have this discussion with friends, family, other fans. Where do they stand on this issue? It's not always going to go smoothly. It may be contentious, but it's something we need to talk about. All right, until next time, appreciate you tuning in to the Talking Puck podcast. And don't forget, Talking Puck TV is live on Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time on Twitch and on YouTube. Follow me on Twitter @CallahanOnAir. This is Tom Callahan. Thanks for tuning in.